It is the sound of Cater Hay and Cannibal's Real World. And we've got a very packed studio tonight. And one of those guests is the singer on that track. Good evening, Miss Cater Hay.
Good evening.
Good evening to Robbie, who's in the background.
Woo!
well said, sir. Good evening to Lilac Shear over there. Good evening to Meryl from Meryl and the Bit of Yellow.
Hi.
And good evening to Andy and Steve, who are part of the entourage.
We're the roadies.
Yes, you are the roadies. It's kind of reassuring that you're probably either the roadies or the groupies, so...
Not the groupies.
And if you had, I'd clearly Andy saying, wow, you're going up in the world. But you are anyway. So, righto. Right, I think I'd better get out of this hole I've just dug for myself and say first of all, good evening, Cater.
Good evening. Thank you for having us.
It is, yes, well, welcome to Phoenix FM.
Yeah.
And yes, we're the best thing in England.
Yeah, I love how I came away from America and came to England to somewhere called Phoenix.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. It makes me feel at home. Yes.
Yes, indeed, because well, tell us a bit about where you hail from.
Where I hail from? Originally, I come from Oklahoma. Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains. Yeah, everybody enjoyed that. You're welcome. And I lived there until I was 18, and then I moved to the beautiful land of Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, which is in the Smoky Mountains, which is where Dolly Parton is from. Where for most people from England don't realize there's kind of like a hillbilly Broadway. There's probably 20-something theaters there. I've played in 3 of them, but we've been in the same one, Hatfield-McCoy Dinner Show, for 3 years now. Me and Robbie both, we play brother and sister, but we're husband and wife in real life, so he's my brother-husband and I'm his sister-wife. It's all good.
Yes. That sounds incredibly complicated.
Yeah, see, I dug my own hole there, but I meant to. It's all good.
Right. Well, I think before we go any further, because you have lots of fascinating stories, which I'm looking forward to talking about.
Oh.
But first of all, you've got your guitar there.
Yes.
Robbie has a guitar case.
Yes.
Which he's going to make fabulous use of right now.
Yeah.
And I think we should hear a tune from you. What track are you going to do for us first?
Well, we are going to attempt to play "Smoke When I Drink."
Rightio. Take it away, Cater Hay, here on Curples on Phoenix FM.
I only smoke when I drink. I only drink when I'm lonely. Only live, it's only whenever you cross my mind. Oh, the only time I think of you is when I've got nothing better to do. I only smoke when I drink. Mostly I drink all of the time. Oh, really, I'm a good, good girl. I've never tasted the things of the world till I had you. Open a cab, dear, between the lines. Tempted, tormented, and tried to get my cool. 'Cause that's what good girls do. I only smoke when I drink. I got my feelings.
Maybe they'll never be the same. Maybe it's over. Maybe I'm sober. Maybe I'm ready for a change. I only smoke when I drink. I only drink when I'm lonely. Only whenever you cross my mind, oh, the only time I think of you is when I've got nothing there to do. I only smoke when I drink, mostly I drink all of the time.
We made it through that.
You did.
That is the sound of Kater Hay here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track was entitled "Smoke When I Drink." That's what it was, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Excellent.
I remember
the names of the track sometimes. And now you've been performing on stage. Your first appearance on stage was when you were only 2 years old.
Yes.
So, well, do you remember much about that particular appearance?
That particular appearance, I don't remember that much about. There's all kinds of random memories I have. I have the complete story thanks to my very talkative father, though, if you'd like to hear it.
Go on.
I do remember even before I was two, because I remember I couldn't actually formulate words, but I would sit up like my little dolls and put on shows for them, like as long as I can remember. And then, funny enough, one of my parents' friends' little girls was in a beauty pageant. I'm guessing they have those over here, maybe, or you know what they are.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, there's a few of them going around.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as it is now, but... We went to those, and she was in it, and she came out, and she sang in the talent category. And I was barely two, I was like, I want to sing. This went on and on, and I come from a very poor family, and the entry fee was $50 at the time, which was a lot, 1980, never mind, I'm not going to tell you when that was. So, anyway, after about, I guess, a month and a half of me not letting up on this, my father finally said he would pay the $50 to prove that I couldn't sing and make a fool of myself. And they put me in the contest with borrowed dresses, and I won the entire beauty contest, not only just the talent category, and over the next year went on to win the nationals of that whole beauty pageant contest, which got me in front of people who wanted to hear me sing, and I got out of all that beauty crap and started singing full-time, and I haven't stopped since.
Excellent, yes, because you won like a talent show contest at the age of five.
Yes, yeah,
that's amazing.
Search. Yeah, which was the American Idol of the day with Ed McMahon. So I won that when I was five. Yeah, and Justin Timberlake was on there, and I beat him. But he was singing country. It was very interesting. You can look that up on YouTube.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be worth a look, actually.
Yeah, you should.
Yes. Blimey. Blimey. We have someone in the studio who's beaten Justin Timberlake in a talent show.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And I'm at Phoenix FM, and he isn't. So I'm the winner.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely. I think, well, you've probably been kind of like listening to all sorts of music over the years. Who would you describe as being your main influences?
Oh, I've had all kinds of influences over the year. One of the biggest influences, this is going to be funny after I say who it is, Dolly Parton.
Just as well.
Yeah, just as well. I loved Tanya Tucker. I wasn't allowed to listen to anything other than really country growing up and like Elvis. That was pretty much it. But then as I got older, my first outside of country influence, this is going to crack you up, was the Spice Girls. Over and over. I heard they're getting together. I'm freaking out. I have to go see it. But I love the Spice Girls. And then as of late, one of my biggest influences is an artist called Brandi Carlile, who isn't even huge in the States, but should be. I think she's the most perfect vocalist I've ever heard, one of the most amazing songwriters, and that's who I listen to if I want to get in the mood to write and do a show, so.
Excellent, excellent. And another thing that I was going to ask is we'll be hearing another musical track from you in just a moment. What music do you have available at the moment?
Right now, there's all kinds of stuff on iTunes, but we just put out the new rerun UK edition CD.
Excellent.
Yes, so that's got some new music and some different stuff like Smoke When I Drink that was originally just on YouTube, but we did versions for that. So you can find all kinds of stuff on iTunes, but that's the one to get rerun, the UK edition, because it's for here. It's special.
Yes. Yes. Should we tempt people even further with another track?
Oh, I hope it will tempt them.
I'm sure it will. What are we going to hear next?
Let's do a little... Robbie's my husband who's sitting behind me, if you're looking at the video. This
Sorry,
is called
guys.
Robbie's Song. You ready?
Yep.
It's his first time playing harmonica in front of anybody other than me.
And Lilac's here, so I'm really nervous.
You ready?
Yep.
Take it away!
1, 2, 3, 4... I was thinking that maybe you and I could run away. Yeah, escape in the cruiser, baby, we could leave today. Yeah, who cares what's behind us? Leave them in a cloud of dust. Well, you say, I was thinking that maybe you and I could run away. Yeah, yeah. I've been listening to all the whispering. I know what they say, but I can't help it. Sometimes I'm desperate. I join the games they play. Hey, if you and I could just be alone with no internet or telephone, there's no telling what we could do. Touch the sky or hope the moon. I was thinking that maybe you and I could run away. Yeah, escape in the cruiser, baby, we can leave it there. Yeah. Who cares what's behind us? Leave them in a cloud of dust. Well, you said I was thinking that maybe you and I could run away. Yeah, yeah. Come on, Robbie, hop in beside me. Turn the radio on. Find a station that might be playing. Pour some sugar on me. It always takes me back to that night in Nashville when you held me tight. It wasn't really that long ago. We can be there again if we hit the road. I was thinking of maybe I could run away. Yeah. Escape in my cruiser, baby, we can leave today. Yeah. Oh, who cares what's behind us? Leave them in a cloud of dust. Well, you say I was thinking that maybe you and I could run away. Yeah. There's no better time than now to make a dream come true. Somehow that's what we're gonna do. Oh, cause we've been waiting for our day to come. I can see it now. Come on, let's run. I was thinking that maybe you and I could run away. Yeah. Escape from the cruiser, baby, we can leave today. Yeah. Who cares what's behind us? Leave them in a cloud of dust.
you say. I was thinking that maybe you and I could run away. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
And Lilac clapped.
I will be the first to admit I totally messed up the chords in that song. So if anybody listens to the right version, yes. I did that. Robbie did. Did you notice?
Not at all.
Oh, not at all. He's a good liar, Steven, isn't he? Gwen, it's because he knows it.
I'm a DJ, Kater. It's my job to think everything you do is fantastic.
Oh, okay. Well, I like you.
That is Kater Hay live here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and that was a version of Robbie's song, complete with Robbie on harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he was kind of. If you were watching on webcam, you'll see that he kind of constantly put it to his mouth, said no. Nope, but it's not. No.
He's doing the Andy Kaufman.
Yeah. Yeah, just teasing.
That's actually what made me mess up the words, because when I said, come on, Robbie, hop in beside me, he gave the big thumbs up, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then I messed up the chords. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It was cute.
I'm a Kaufman fan. It happens.
Oh, well. Hello to everyone who has joined us online. Hello to Bityashalev. Not sure about Bityashalev, but nice to have you on board. Coach Mahaffey from Louisiana is in the chat room as well. He just typed harmonica with lots of exclamation marks afterwards. And with the last song, he said, "Got me toe tapping and clapping me hands."
Oh, well, thank you.
Hello also to Jason, who's joined us, Justin, and Hels Loss High Stewart in Hertfordshire as well. So nice to have you all online. You can join us by going to phoenixfm.com and clicking Listen Live. And you can also contact us via email as well, radio@phoenixfm.com. And you can tweet us as well, @PhoenixFM.
Look at that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So you're here to do various dates here, Kater. So tell us about where you're going to be playing.
Hey, Robbie, I think you would be better at that.
Okay.
You can
Robbie,
talk.
You'll need to come closer to the microphone.
Closer to the mic.
We will be at the George the Four in Chiswick, right?
Chiswick. It's pronounced
Chiswick.
I said he would be better.
She said I would be better, but I wouldn't be. And then we're going to the Scream Lounge in Croydon, yeah. And then the Enterprise in Camden.
That's it.
And then Winchester at the railway.
Oh, yeah,
and then Sticky Mike's in Brighton.
Yep.
And then we're going to Cardiff, Wales. I don't remember the name of the place.
10 feet tall.
10 feet tall, yeah. Sorry. And then the Louisiana in Bristol.
Yep. And finally, Colchester Arts Center.
I could have got that one.
Yes, Essex people, come see us.
We love you, Essex people.
I like the word Essex.
I did too.
I just think it's a great word.
Probably because if you spelled it backwards, it'd be something else.
No. If you just took off the first E.
Oh, and the first S.
Yeah, took the first E and the first S.
That was my dyslexia kicking in there. Sorry.
I'll explain it to her later. Don't worry.
No, you don't have to. I understand.
Right. The fun thing is, here in England, we've also got a Middlesex and a Sussex as well.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
That's why it's so fun over here.
That is.
I'm moving.
We have lots of funny innuendo sounding towns and cities.
Yeah, I love it.
Here and proud of it, I think. Yes, they've served us quite well over the years. They gave us the entire Carry On series, so yeah.
There you go.
Yes, indeed. So we're going to give you a bit of a breather now, Kater.
Yes.
But before we do, I think you should pick the next song for us to play. So you can choose a song, and as long as I can find it on the system somewhere, we've got YouTube and Spotify here, so really up with technology. And we can play it for you.
I would love if you would play my favorite song of all time, which is The Story by Brandi Carlile.
Right. Is Brandi Carlile spelt the way it sounds?
It's Brandicarlile. I said it slowly because of my American accent. I mean, you have the accent, not me, of course.
Right, so the good thing is, oh, and yes, it's not spelled Carlisle, but like the city up north. Here is Brandi Carlile.
Yes.
All of these lines across my face tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been, and now I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one to tell them to. It's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain tops, swam all across the ocean blue, across all the lands and I broke all rules. And baby, I broke them all for you. Oh, because even when I was flat broke, you made me feel like a million bucks. You do. I was made for you. Hiding the words that don't come out. All of my friends who think that I'm blessed, they don't know my head is a mess. No, they don't know who I really am, and they don't know what I've been through like you do. And now
it is the Sound of Jewel. Goodbye, Alice in Wonderland, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by Lilac Shear. We are back with Kata Hay.
Hey.
I think it's been a pretty fantastic evening of music
tonight.
And you are going to end it on an incredibly positive note in just a moment. But before you do, tell us where people can find out more about the tour and more about you, Kata.
Well, you can definitely find out everything on katahay.com, which is www.katahay.com. KATAHAY.com, and that has links to my Facebook, my Twitter, my YouTube, which I put on my, I have thousands of videos on YouTube. I do blogs, all kinds of stuff. If you think the way I talk's funny and it entertains you, there's even that kind of stuff on there. So you can find everything on KateHay.com.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, I hope the tour goes fantastically, and you are going to play us out with alongside Robbie with a live version of Cannibals.
Yeah.
So what is there left for me to say except take it away?
All right. Thank you for having us. Kick it off.
Cannibals of the world are hungry for music, got money and power and sex appeal. All hours that make you feel like you really are the chosen one. I give it a 411 because I've been there myself. I was easily broken. Sitting up on a shelf, I thought that people told the truth and that you got what you see. Well, that ain't the way that it's done. Everybody's out for number one. Oh, I quit wasting pennies and wishing wells, because there's no such thing as fairy tales. Once upon a dream. No, 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 I'm not a princess, I'm just a girl, and this ain't Wonderland, it's the real world I'm living in. I'm living in the real world now. Prince Charming came calling in the pickup truck. I gave him all of his love, but it just wasn't enough. I tore his heart up into pieces like I thought I was tough. Then I kept them in a mason jar. Oh, mirror, mirror on the wall, tell me who's in your frame. She looks a little familiar, can't remember her name. I know she used to have a smile, but now it's rearranged. Oh, you can see all the skies. I guess love will show you who you are. Oh, I quit wasting pennies and wishing wells, because there's no such thing as fairy tales. I want to own a dream. No, 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 I'm not a princess, I'm just a girl. Oh, this ain't Neverland, it's a real world I'm living in. I'm living in the real world now. Oh, I'd give anything if I could see the world through the eyes I had at 17. But there's no white horses, just dark nights and no magic potion can I.
across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.